KF, KP2HXS.
4HKX, morning, Dave.
That's better location here. I'm down on Rockford Road, and I can't even hear the damn repeater.
Just give me a shout back. I'm sitting here waiting on customer to get here.
Okay, it should be a little bit better once I get on Pleasantburg.
KO4HKX, standing by.
4YDI. Good morning, Patrick.
How are you, sir? I think it's David, correct?
And I think there's so many of us now, you probably got a good chance of being right just calling somebody Dave.
You're right. It is getting that way. At least it seems that way.
Wonder if my radio was messing up there, because I hadn't heard people talking in a while. And yesterday I was driving for a while and I hit it a couple of times and I didn't get any responses. But am I coming in okay?
Putting in a repeater. You sounding good?
That must be timing.
You've been really quiet the last, actually the last couple of weeks, it seems like.
I don't know. Maybe it's time change and gray, rainy weather. The last couple of days have been great, but we went through a stretch there. It was kind of bad.
It happens. I've seen it before. And since I've got in, people will come and go. So life changes, patterns change. Reception on a repeater changes from time to time, day to day. There's lots that goes into it, but I try to hang around as much as I can. We've got another day with us. KO4HKX here.
Yeah, Patrick, you're in trouble now. There's two of us, 2-1.
One of them is from the north, so.
Yeah, well, I'm taking care of him.
We're covered then. KQ4YDI.
And let me see if I got this. In, what do you call it, Pleasantburg. I just come off of Rutherford Road, so I'm starting to hear the repeater again.
Do a service call this morning, Dave. KBX, or HXS.
Yes. I'm heading down to Gray Court. I got to finish up a job. I'm going to be down there for 2 days. It's a gentleman that's had some health issues, so it had to be postponed for a little while. But yeah, I'm going down to do an install. I got to run some duct work and hook the equipment up and everything today.
Roger that. I got a phone call. Someone jumped out. Y'all carry on for a minute.
KP2HXS Mobile.
Sounds like, Dave, you got a busy day.
But it's not, very handleable. I'm not going to be under a house, I'm not crawling around in dirt today, so it's a pretty good day.
Any day you don't have to be under a house and crawling in dirt, probably a good day.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, as you get a little older, you crawl under a house, and if it's a little too tight, sometimes you have those little mini panic attacks, like, oh, God, I can't get out. But haven't done that in a while, so some of the houses I've been under are pretty roomy. But, yeah, no, today, this fella here, he built a steel building, pretty big, like, steel building garage, and built his home inside the steel building. So I've got full access to, like, the attic space. I can stand up straight and work, so it's pretty cool.
I guess that's an advantage when you're building yourself and planning for how you want to set things up. It's kind of nice.
He sets it up easy for himself, too, I guess. He's an older fella, and I tell you what, he's can't keep a good man down, He's a worker.
I've been reading a lot. The more you move, the older you get, the younger you feel.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I was listening to an interview with George Harrison one day, and he goes, you're sitting there, you're 17 years old, and all of a sudden you're 57, and 40 years go by, but your mind, your soul and your mind doesn't change. It's your body that ages. So it's like, we're still the same 17-year-old kid, but just in an older body.
subjected to that every time you try to do some kind of physical labor or movement and all that kind of stuff, or at least I am.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. So far, I've been pretty good, you know. I haven't had too many issues.
I've been over here on Salters Road over in Greenville, and this guy had a red light driving one of those brand-new Mustangs. He thought it was a drag strip, I guess, and just peeled out and took off, like, hauling tail.
Yeah, I'm on Rutherford. I got to make a turn down here and head towards my destination.
To a race school zone like he thought it was a racetrack.
Good. Oh, my gosh.
It's frustrating. I never see any law enforcement. But they'll do it at the beginning of the year and the end of the year, but it seems like during the normal course of the year, they just don't have enough people, I guess, to monitor all of them.
KB2HX, that's mobile for ID. Yeah, that's probably true. But I tell you what, I see some stupid stuff. I was at the gas station the other day, and I'm getting gas, and there's this little white car. I mean, you know it's a kid driving the car. You come bawling through the gas station like, he almost hit somebody. Like, what are you doing?
My son is 14, and, you know, we're going through the whole thing. I'm trying to point things out to him when, you know, anticipate problems and all that, and there is no shortage of problems to anticipate. You have to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the biggest things my father taught me 40-plus years ago is if you see a ball come bouncing out from a house, you stop the car because you know there's going to be some kid running right behind to get that ball. And it's happened to me.
Right, I used to have a neighbor years ago. He was the quote grumpy old man on the street before I was, but he'd see somebody flying up and down the road, and he'd have a little ball in his garage that he'd throw out, like little bouncy balls, and they'd hit it every time, and they'd get mad, and he'd go right back after them.
That's a good one. I gotta try that.
Started laying into him about throwing something at their car, and he was like, no, that was a kid that kicked the ball, and they were getting ready to run out in the street. You know, what do you do then? And they'd stop real quick.
Oh, yeah. It was funny. I used to be a mover. I drove for Allied Van Lines for a long time. And that very situation came up, and I'm in a neighborhood working my way to a customer's house, and I got my helper in the truck, and we're just easing into the neighborhood, and then the ball comes bouncing out. So watch this. I stop the truck, and there comes a kid running out after the ball.
And you were taught that years ago.
Well, I still remember some of those lessons, you know.
Good, as you should.
I'm making my way here. I tell you what, Rutherford Road was a mess this morning. Doggone train had the crossings all blocked. Everybody had to go down Rutherford Road down to Pleasantburg. What a mess.
I was driving thinking traffic wasn't that bad in town, but we drove over the interstate and it didn't look as bad as it normally does. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe people are on spring break or something.
Or they're leaving, going home.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying here. My wife and I, when we go out and about, we try like heck to stay off the interstates unless we absolutely have to. You know, we'll do our little day trips, go up to Hendersonville, or we did Black Mountain last week, or, you know, something like that. We like our little day trips, but we do the back roads. You know, the interstates are just, man, I can't get on them anymore.
Take an extra 10 minutes, and it's not that big of a deal in most cases, but it's a lot less stressful than these tailgating racetracks that they call interstates.
The extra 10 minutes doesn't bother me because we get to see some nice sights, and we are never, ever, ever in that kind of rush.
And it's as worth it to keep your blood pressure down.
I mean, you know, every once in a while you run into a knucklehead on the back roads too, but, you know, you just kind of brush it off and you keep going. You stop, get a cup of coffee, and you screw a smile back on your face and keep going.
Wisdom of the day. Screw a smile back on your face and keep going.
That's right. What did Colonel Potter say? I got a draw full of them.
Forward to hearing them again. I'm just pulling up to my house, and I'm going to say 73 to you, but it was great talking to you, Dave. KQ4YDI here.
Likewise. Have a good morning. Have a good day. KQ4, I would say YDI, is that what it is?
Tech-4 Yankee Delta India.
Oh, YDI, okay. All right, I'll try and remember that. KB2 HXS, Hotel X-Ray Sierra. See ya. 73, KB2 HXS out.
YDI clear.
KN4 GTM here. You just went to Black Mountain. Did you take number 9?
We tried taking Highway 9, but it's still closed.
Hands up, I highly recommend the ride.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we love it. We take our cameras with us. You know, we go up, when we go up to Hendersonville, we go up like 25 to 225 or, you know, old 25. We love doing the back streets, you know, the back roads and stuff. All the time, you know. Even now, I'm running around town. I'm not getting on the interstate.
My father is NC9V. He still lives in Hendersonville.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. My buddy Steve and I just went up there to go see another gentleman, Bob and ND7J. We went up there to help him out with a few things.
I got you. Well, I just wanted to jump in and say hi this morning and recommend a ride, but you know about it. You probably know more than I do.
No, not really. We only moved up here about 5 years ago from Florida. We're halfbacks, but we enjoy, say it's a really nice area. We enjoy the back roads. You know, we've been around a little bit.
My wife into moving to Florida. I love the water.
Yeah, well, down there, air conditioning for me was 8 days a week. You know, you didn't get too much of a break down there. we lived in an area called Vero Beach, which is on the East Coast. About halfway down, we were about 90 miles kind of southeast of from Orlando. So we would go up to Orlando all the time on a long weekend or something, or, you know, same thing. We'd take the back roads up instead of the highways or the toll roads. Well, we enjoy it.
It's the Daytona, isn't it?
Daytona's... No. Daytona is northeast of Orlando. We were southeast.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Orlando's, let's see, Orlando's the middle of the state. You go northeast to Daytona. You go straight east out to, out to where they shoot the rockets off, and then they come southeast down to Vero and Melbourne and all that.
Sounds good. Well, I'm pulling up here to jail, so let me jump off. KN4 GTM, be clear.
Very good, sir. Yeah, you have a good day. KN4 GBN, I think that's it. KB2 HXS.